lost my feet of clay. They dried to dust. The red isn't the red we painted. It's just rust. And the signature
this
thing.
This is MMA Torch editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the daily audio update for Tuesday, August 26th, 2008. Got a short update for you here today. First off, some news for upcoming shows. The November 8th return to Showtime for Elite XC. We'll have four top contenders, quote-unquote, on the card. No opponents are named yet for these four, but they are Joey Villasenor, Brett Rogers, Nick Diaz, and Rafael Cavalcante. The only real rumored fight right now is Villasenor facing middleweight champion Robbie Lawler, most likely in the headlining fight for that show. Those four will be on the November show. The upcoming Strike Force at the Mansion 2 event, this is the second event at the Playboy Mansion, on September 20th, Babalu Renato Sobral will meet Anthony Ruiz instead of Bobby Southworth, who had to pull out with an injury. Babalu obviously had been rumored to be facing Tito Ortiz at the October Affliction event, but as Tito is still unsigned with anyone, that show will obviously go on without him, and Babalu is going to be taking this fight for Strikeforce at the Playboy Mansion. Speaking of Tito Ortiz, he has signed a sponsorship deal with Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor, and they're going to be rolling out some cans that have Ortiz's name on them for a look at what the cans will look like. MMA Junkie has that on their website. So Tito is not yet signed to any promotion, but he's getting sponsorship deals here. So that's still take the stance. He's definitely a name. He's going to draw viewers and ratings for wherever he goes. But, I mean, I don't fault UFC for not wanting to deal with him anymore and his demands as far as pay and everything's going, considering he hasn't won a meaningful fight in a couple of years now. Frank Trigg is going to be getting back in action quickly after a unanimous decision victory over Makoto Takamoto at the Sengoku 4 event this past weekend. He's planning to go on with the proposed fight on October 3rd for Strikeforce against Falinico Vital. So he's ready for that fight. He is also looking at future fights again with Strikeforce against their middleweight champion Kung Lee and former title holder Frank Shamrock. So MMA Junkie has an interview with Trigg on this and a story about him looking to get back in. So their line here is, if everything works out as planned, Trigg could spend the next year fighting Vital, Lee, Shamrock, and Kazuo Misaki. So that's quite a tough lineup for Trigg, getting back into it after an 8-month layoff earlier this year. So he's ready to get back into there. Finally, I got some GSP BJ Penn talk. It's been talked about, and Dana White's been talking about it publicly for BJ Penn, George St. Pierre, January 31st in Las Vegas. Nothing has been confirmed for sure, but GSP's manager, Shari Spencer, was on Sherdog Radio Network's Beatdown show on Monday, and talked about that. Everything is pointing towards that fight on January 31st. He also talked about how they are in discussions with UFC for contract extension for GSP, as his contract is up with the next fight, as he's fought three of his four contracted fights for UFC. So Spencer says that there should be some news coming out regarding the contract very shortly. He also in the interview talks about GSP and his team's relationship with Affliction as a sponsor, and them respecting UFC's decision to not allow Affliction to be worn on their shows. It's a short interview, and it's a good read, and also they've got a link for the interview, the audio for it, so definitely check that out over on SureDog. MMA Weekly has some comments from BJ Penn. Actually some comments from both BJ and his manager, JD Penn. So that's also an interesting thing to take a look at. And BJ is certainly not not one to downplay this fight or anything. He's actually thinking that this fight will take MMA to a higher level. This is his quote here. St. Pierre, he's got his Canadian fans, his American fans, his fans all over the world. I could see in one night that fight jumping the sport of mixed martial arts leaps and bounds. It could be maybe the Joe Frazier, Muhammad Ali type fight that the sport is looking for right now. Well, it's certainly going to be major, and it's certainly going to be a gigantic clash between two of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the game. Frazier Ali, I don't see it being that, but it could be quite an epic showdown. But, you know, we've talked about it before. I still, and it's I don't think it's a minority opinion that BJ Penn should be defending his title and taking on his division before immediately going after the welterweight champion. So, I don't know. That'll be a good fight to watch, and as a fan, I will enjoy it immensely. But just in looking at the sport and the fact that Kenny Florian is going to have to face another fighter before getting a chance to face BJ after taking out Roger Huerta through three rounds. It's unfortunate for Florian, but we'll see. This is going to be a major fight on the 31st. So that is going to obviously be the headlining fight for UFC 93, the Super Bowl weekend show. So we'll look forward to that, and we'll stay with this story as it progresses. So thanks for joining me today, and check back tomorrow for another daily audio update. Thank you.